Indigenous awareness of the cultural and environmental devastation of the fur trade. Numerous Algonquian stories reflect the disastrous effects of hoarding resources. The Canadian writer and activist Leanne Batazamosek Simpson, Anishinaabe, considers great beaver stories to be resistance narratives that reflect deeply held Anishinaabe values of reciprocity, diplomacy, and negotiation. Anthropologist Marge Bruchak, Abnaki, and other scholars point out the ways in which great beaver stories convey knowledge of natural history and, quite possibly, paleo memories of the megafauna Castoroides, the real great beaver who was large enough to reach above the knees of the great mastodons of the Pleistocene. The version of the great beaver story that opens this book was inspired by the many beaver stories that I searched out and read. These are further clarified in the notes for each chapter located in the epilogue. In most indigenous communities, only shamans or prescribed storytellers have the ability and authority to convey the deepest stories of a people's origin. The story of Great Beaver, while it does not fall into this category, is still very much alive in the oral traditions of many Algonquian people. I am particularly indebted to the contemporary telling of this story, delivered by Marge Bruchak in 2020 for the Pocumtuck Valley Memorial Association Museum in Deerfield, and to Linda Coombs of the Wampanoag tribe of Gayhead Aquinna in Massachusetts for reading sections of the book from the vantage point of a Native writer and scholar. On the name America. The earliest recorded use of the name America for this continent occurred in 1507 on a two-dimensional globe created by the German cartographer Martin Walsimüller. This is usually considered America's birth certificate, and the naming of the Americas, or America, traces back to the Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci, who explored the continent in the years following Christopher Columbus's first voyage in 1492. And yet, we now know that Columbus did not discover this continent. Amerique in the Mayan language means land of the wind. It is also the name of a mountain range in Nicaragua that was rich in gold and visited by both Columbus and Vespucci. Amerique is an old word in the Norse language meaning farthest outland, which is what the Norsemen who arrived here at the beginning of the 11th century called this continent. Amerika could be an Algonquian word. Prologue. Kitsi Amisqua, the story of Great Beaver. This is a story, part true, often embellished, but nonetheless rich with wisdom about the forming of the Connecticut River Valley. About how, at the end of the last Great Ice Age, the glaciers melted into vast, rocky slurries of ice, then moved across the land, scouring out valleys and ravines, canyons and lakes and river bottoms. Of how the land became littered with that ancient mud that had turned to rock, the boulders and stones and slabs that would one day be used to construct the stone walls of New England. And about how, long before that, a vast lake formed when the glaciers melted. A lake teeming with billions of sea creatures that lived and died and drifted to the bottom, collecting over the eons until the lake bed was thick with fertile mud. And about how, after the great fight in the center of this story, the lake waters were released, revealing the rich alluvial riverbanks of the Connecticut Valley, one of the largest in the world. This is an old story, a sacred story, the Algonquian deep time story of Kitsi Amisqua, Great Beaver, told and retold through centuries and across the continent, from the Atlantic seaboard to the Great Lakes. This is how it happened. Long ago, back in the time when men were as animals and the animals as men, one of the Awasak, the animal people, happened by. He had been swimming along that long, long river, the Quinneticook. Then he came to a place where the land opened out into a valley so wide and lush, it made him stop and look. And when he looked, he saw the fast-moving water and how plentiful the tree people were.